Welcome to Harvest Beyond Sunday, a podcast that seeks to inform and equip the members of Harvest Church, as well as celebrate what God is doing in and through our body.
Okay, welcome Harvest to another semester of the Harvest Beyond Sunday podcast. This is spring 2024. We're excited about a new season, and just like we did last semester, we're having an initial kickoff, a little introductory teaser to men's and women's Bible study. So joining me today is Miss Sonia Watkins and Mr. Robbie Flack. We're so glad to have y'all here. How you doing? Did you have a good Christmas and New Year's?
Great. Yeah. Happy to be here. It was awesome. It's a new year. Excited to be back in 2024.
Yeah. Happy New Year to everybody. And it sure doesn't feel like spring today, does it?
It's definitely, it's not supposed to be spring. It's still winter.
I know. And I do think we just have to say we are missing the voice of Harvest Podcast this morning.
Noah is still traveling. Mm-hmm. The voice.
The younger voice of Harvest Noah. Podcast.
Yeah, he made it very clear how much younger he was.
We're going to carry that over. Don't worry. We never let anything die down.
What a jerk.
I've been a little under the weather and my voice is a little hoarse. So this is kind of my ode to Noah. Not near as deep and melodious as his, but I'll give him my best shot.
Not your normal voice. Great. Well, tell us, before we dive into this upcoming semester, what are some highlights from Galatians, from this last semester of studying in Galatians? How did the people respond? How did the groups go, the teachings go? Was it really uplifting for our body, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think every time we prepare for a new semester, I think, oh my goodness, like this is going to be powerful. It's going to be great. I always have a new favorite book of the Bible. Whatever we're studying, it's always my new favorite. And Galatians just reminded us that it's Christ alone. And we have been set free to be free. And how interesting is it that we are studying Exodus? That's just going to move us straight into Exodus and the story of God's people in slavery to an evil kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd echo that. I thought men's Bible study was awesome. This is actually my first semester kind of leading the men's ministry. So it was really just jumping in and getting to be a part of Galatians. And I thought a couple highlights, I guess, would be, yeah, studying Galatians, as you mentioned, Sonia, together. Just, I mean, incredible themes in there, seeing the gospel come out, seeing the freedom that we can walk in. Obviously, you got the fruits of the Spirit. I thought guys just love studying the word together. Really good discussion. I thought our group dynamics were awesome. Like, we finished Galatians and guys were like, man, is that it? Like, we want more. So going into this semester, I think we have a ton of momentum, excitement coming out of the Galatian study.
That's fantastic. Well, let me just say on behalf of Harvest and the staff and our entire body, we're grateful for both of you and the work you put into men's and women's Bible study. It's just a very significant ministry in our church that is growing and equipping and just building us up. And so we're incredibly grateful for the work y'all are doing. So, well, let's look forward. As you mentioned, Sonia, we're going to be studying the book of Exodus. Why did we choose Exodus? Was that just y'all flip a coin? Did the Holy Spirit just pierce you? It made it abundantly clear. And tell us a little bit more about why and how you decided to land on Exodus.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. It was a little bit of a conversation. We had like a top three. Honestly, I feel like of the three options, Sonia and I were always kind of on the same page with Exodus. We wanted to study an Old Testament book, which we haven't done yet or recently that I can remember. And I think at the end of the day, the book of Exodus, we love because of the just awesome themes, gospel themes, redemption, God raising up, a deliverer, all the themes in Exodus. We just love those. And we feel like they'd be just so good for our men and our women to be walking through. Obviously, it's a little bit bigger book, like 40 chapters. So we knew going in it was going to be stretching maybe a little bit for all of us, to take on a book that big, but we're just so excited about everything that's packed in there.
Yeah. And you know, we're just not going to shy away from work, right? Yeah, 40 chapters, but you know, we're going to hit 4 chapters a week. And honestly, I think if I could put my phone away for that, I could probably, Exodus in its entirety can be read in 3 hours. Okay. And it takes 3 hours to go from Exodus 1 to chapter 40. So 3 hours, we've got 11 weeks. And we're just going to dive into it and not be scared of the work. I mean, you know, no pain, no gain, right?
Mm-hmm. Sonia, the eternal worker. That's right.
We're not working. We don't have to work.
That's right.
Yeah, we're saved.
That was last semester.
Yeah, by grace.
In the podcast, Every Good Endeavor. So your work is valuable. We affirm you. All right, great. Well, tell us a little bit about what people can expect in this semester. Obviously, we'll have some repeat folks, but maybe some new folks that don't know anything about men's and women's Bible studies. So just set mm-hmm. some expectations. What does it look like, Flo? Just talk about anything you want the audience to know as we look forward to the semester. And then on the back end of that, we'll talk about how people can register and all those things.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, yep. On the women's side, and yes, we do hope we have new ladies. You know, our audience is multi-generational, and we have so much discipleship going on in our small groups because of that multi-generational piece. So young mothers, singles, widows, people of my season of life, we're all jumping in and studying the Bible and looking at life through the context of Scripture. And so we're going to do that on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. So 6:30, we'll gather in the worship center and have worship music and corporate teaching. We have a great teaching team of 8 women this semester. And then from 7:30 to 8:30, we break off into our small groups. And then Wednesday morning looks much the same way, 9:30 to 10:30 in the worship center for corporate teaching, 10:30 to 11:30 in our small group. And Wednesdays, we provide childcare. So if you're needing childcare, that's your day.
Well, fantastic. That's quite the program. You know, you've got at least one big change, Robbie, with the men's this year. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what this semester looks like from scheduling and all that.
Yeah. So if you've been with us before, we're going to be very similar format. So we're still going to have about 25 minutes of corporate teaching at the beginning over that section of scripture that we're in. And then we'll break up into our small groups that you'll be with for all. We're going to be at doing 11 weeks study through the book of Exodus. So all those guys wanting more weeks, you got your wish. We'll have 11 weeks this year. Our big change is we are actually consolidating down to just Tuesday mornings. So we're just going to rally around Tuesday morning, 6:15 a.m. And we're going to, so we used to offer it on Thursday nights, and we've just decided to consolidate down to just Tuesday mornings, which I think will be awesome for momentum. It'll get all the guys together. Our teachers will just focus on teaching one time for that week, which will be great for them. So we'll just go all the eggs in the Tuesday morning basket this semester. But yeah, same format. We're still going to have leaders. You can sign up for your groups, which I guess we'll talk about. You'll be in that small group format. Just more opportunities to get to know each other, dive deep in the book of Exodus together.
Well, as a teacher, I'm actually a little disappointed that you're only doing one time, because my second time around was always much better. I made adjustments. I said things a little more clearly. Yeah. So now I just got to you know, prepare a little better. One of my good friends that I traveled to Uganda with, he always says, Wes, proper planning prevents poor performance. And I always remember that. And I don't always plan and prepare as well. Not like y'all do with men's and women's Bible study. This is a well-executed and streamlined plan. What's the theme verse, Sonia, for that the women are using? And Robbie, I don't know, maybe you're using the same verse, but what's a theme verse that you're focusing on, or you feel like the book of Exodus really sharing?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a lot of really smart people who debate this, but I am looking at Douglas Stewart and his commentary basically outlines Exodus 6:6-8 as the theology of Exodus. The Exodus 6:6-8 says, therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. And I think if you look and study this verse alone, I think you can see a lot of themes, as Robbie mentioned. I think themes, biblical theology that Exodus holds. We're going to see four major theological themes through studying the book of Exodus, with this being our home base.
It's fantastic. Are y'all sharing the same, a similar theme verse, or do you have one picked out, or are y'all just saying the whole book's important?
Well,
that is true.
That is true, yes. We're using the same key verse, so I love that one, Exodus 6. Just feel like it encapsulates kind of the overall theme of the book. And then what we actually are doing, I'm really excited about it with our men's, on our men's side, we're actually making our own book to go through the book of Exodus, working on constructing that right now. But what we did is we're walking through the book thematically. So we have about a four chapter section, as Sonia mentioned, every week. And so we'll read the section 4 days. So there'll be 4 days of reading. You'll be do about a chapter of reading a day. And then the fifth day of reading is a chapter from the New Testament that shares the theme of that week of Exodus. So for instance, you know, one of the most well-known one, you've got Exodus chapter 12 with the Passover. So our theme that week is God redeems his people through the blood of the Lamb. So obviously going back to the Passover, the first celebration, they sacrificed the lamb, they put it on the doorframe. And then we're actually going to go through, after we read that, we'll read Romans 3 and talk about how God justifies his people through the blood of the lamb, through, you know, the blood of Christ on the cross. And we'll pull out some of the parallels between that. So we're going to do that every week. And we'll just look at that theme in the New Testament that we see in the book of Exodus. So that's kind of a new thing we're trying this year, but we're just going to walk thematically through the book of Exodus. Pretty excited about it.
Dynamite. Okay, so how can people sign up for this? When does it begin?
Well, we both begin this for the first time, yep. January 23rd.
Yep.
Same. And of course, 24th as well for us. Registration is live, went live January 1, and you can visit our website, or we send out churchwide emails with the links straight to that, so you don't have to hunt around for that, and or just shoot either one of us an email.
Yeah, go to the men's page, women's page on the website. For the guys, they'll sign up. I think y'all do this the same way, but they can sign up for the leaders that they want to be with. Or if you don't have a preference or just don't know any of the current leaders, you can just put no preference, and we'll try to get with you on who you might want to, like a group that you might fit well in. We try to get people in a group that they're going to relate well to. But yeah, you can go ahead and sign up. Registration's live, open.
My recommendation is you don't pick and you just let the Lord pick for you. Mm. I like that kind of social awkwardness, but I know most people don't like that. Most people like to know what they're stepping into. But I promise you, if you go the route of just saying, hey, wherever the lots fall, that's where I'll go.
Casting lots.
That's where I'll be.
How all good decisions are made.
The Lord will put you with a group of people that you'll learn to love.
Well, all of our leaders are awesome. Can't go wrong with any of them.
That's right. Well, any final thoughts on Exodus before I dangle another carrot in front of their face?
Well, I just think if you're on the fence, why study Exodus? What is this going to do in my present situation or condition? And I think in that verse, I think it's very clear. God is the one who provides a savior. He saves. God is the one who saves. And we see that he wants to be known. And he is the benefactor, but also the enforcer of covenants that we're going to talk about and that he has a wonderful land of promise for his people, and he wants to dwell with us. And like Robbie's talking about in their workbook, you know, all of this points in our new covenant, our New Testament. Everything is fulfilled in Christ. So if your circumstances are dire, if you do not see God and you're crying out to God, God hears. We see that in the first couple of chapters. God hears his people and he acts, and he wants us to know him and understand his holiness, and he wants to dwell with us. So if that in any way can transform your life, then you need to come study Exodus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sees us in our afflicted estate the same way he saw them in their afflicted estate, and has compassion on us and acts to redeem and save. It's the same in the Old Testament, same in the New Testament. God is unchangeable, mm-hmm. and his ways are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So
yep.
I'm excited. Exodus is one of my favorite books, so I can't wait to dive in with y'all. And because Exodus is so awesome, and because the Harvest Beyond Sunday podcast is so awesome, not at the same level Exodus is, obviously it's a holy written book, but we are going to coincide with the book of Exodus this year on a theme where we are going to dive into on the podcast, the Ten Commandments. We're going to be tracking along with a book by Kevin DeYoung, one of my favorite authors. It just says the Ten Commandments, what they mean, why they matter, and why we should obey them. And so we'll not just look at each one of those commandments, but also talk about how they apply to our lives. We'll clearly, you know, bounce into the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus deals with the Ten Commandments. What is the difference between the Ten Commandments and maybe some of the other laws that we see in the Old Testament, all this stuff. So it's very pertinent. We'll clearly talk about how the moral decline of our nation and our world can be directly attributable to sliding away from the Ten Commandments. So that'll be incredibly relevant, and it'll be a good accompaniment to men's and women's Bible study.
Yeah. So, you know, because we're flying so high with 40 chapters, you know, you can take each week on the podcast and really dive really deep into that. So you'll put it in the show notes where we can go ahead and order the book and get prepared for the Ten Commandments.
Absolutely. We'll do it.
Okay.
And I'll just say one last thing about men's and women's Bible study. I think we've talked about just the awesomeness of Exodus and what that's going to look like. I just hear a lot about, either from people personally or I hear about people that just say, you know, man, Harvest is big. It's hard to get plugged in, or I want to, you know, get to know people here. I would just say, like, hands down, 100%, if that's where you are, men's and women's Bible study is a phenomenal place to meet people. You're going to be in a small group. You're going to get to really get close with people over the semester. So just another plug to do men's and women's Bible study. If you're on the fence, or if you're just looking to obviously grow in your knowledge of the word, but if you're looking to have community, get plugged in here at our church, there's a place for you. So yeah. Come on.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our introductory. Thank you all so much for being here. Again, thank you for your hard and diligent work that you're doing behind the scenes to prepare our men and women for this Bible study each semester. And it is just unbelievable. So we're so grateful for the lives that are impacted. And check out the Harvest Beyond Sunday podcast as well, where we go through the Ten Commandments. And we'll see y'all in a couple weeks.